Thanks for joining us on Community Connection. Yesterday, we talked about Merrick's Miles. It's a memorial ride to benefit local fire departments in St. Lawrence County. Merrick was a firefighter. We had a chance to talk with Lily Bunstone, his wife. He lost his life in 2023. And I am so pleased to have Merrick's mom here, Karen Bunstone, to help continue his story for us here on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
He was so young.
He was 21 when he first started having problems. He was stationed in Japan at Yokosuka.
He was in the Navy?
He was Navy. He had gone into the Navy because he was told that the Navy would be his best bet for firefighter and getting out and getting a good job, a paid job as a firefighter. And when his dad and I questioned Navy for firefighter, the recruiter looked at us and said, "You're on a ship in the middle of the ocean. A fire breaks out. Who do you call first?"
It does seem like a funny mix, right? The Navy.
Yes. So.
Yeah. It was his lifelong dream.
I told the story at his funeral, and I can try to go quick and tell you. When Merrick was 5 years old, he sat down at the dinner table, and he said he had an announcement to make. And his father and I and his little brother, Timothy, sat right up and said, "Yes, sir, what's your announcement today?" And he said, "When I grow up, I'm going to be a firefighter." Fireman, I think, is the word he used. And that dream never wavered with Merrick. He got out of high school, graduated high school, and shortly thereafter joined the Navy. And his father visited him. He was stationed in Japan. And he had one of the officers come up to my husband, John, and he said, "We don't know if the Navy was made for Merrick or Merrick was made for the Navy." He absolutely loved his job, and he took it as far as he could. He not only was a fireman, he became an air rescue diver, swimmer, that guy that jumps out of the helicopter and snatches you out of the ocean. And just before he took sick, he had recently been certified for a night air rescue diver. He loved it. He absolutely loved it.
We should mention he was a firefighter, first responder for Fort Drum.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
And then a volunteer in West Stockholm.
That's where we lived.
Yeah.
Was West Stockholm. And I mean, gosh, he became a volunteer as quickly as he could. I can't remember, you know, if it was 16 or 18 or whatever, but he was always involved with firefighting in one way, shape, or form.
What I think is interesting, too, is that as kids, we all want to be something. But he really already knew, and he fulfilled that dream in a very short amount of time.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And he did not let the heart transplant define him as much as he thought that his career was over. His father and I never had the attitude that you cannot overcome this. It's going to take you a while. You're going to have to get your strength back. You're going to have to fight for it if that's what you want. But he never wavered after that. It was just full speed ahead.
He was 21, Karen?
He had just turned 21 when he took very ill over in Japan. A phone call that parents never want to get. We got a call one evening from Japan saying that they had done everything they could for him. They were going to medevac him to San Diego for what they thought at the time was his liver, an emergency liver transplant. And so we said, "Okay, we're on our way. Where do we meet you?" And they said, "We want you to hold tight until we get to where we're going, and then we will be sending for you." And within 10 minutes later, we got a call from the doctor in Japan, and he said, "Ma'am, we're not going to make it to San Diego. We are going to stop in Hawaii." And so his father and I asked, "What are we looking at here? If this is the last time we're going to talk to him, we need to know. We want to know." And the doctor said, "Quite honestly, ma'am, we do not expect him to clear the ocean tonight." So we held tight, And when he got to Hawaii, they sent for us, and we ended up at Tripler Army Medical Center in Hawaii. And we made it. We made it there. And he was hanging on for dear life. He had just about one arm out of the grave saying, pull me back. And he did. He fought. What he went through was just unbelievable to see him then, and then to see him come out of this and still fulfill his dream was amazing within itself. But that's why this rally is so important. It is in memory of Merrick, but it is in honor of all these volunteer firefighters that it's in their DNA to come running in when everybody else is running out. And it's for them, these men and women that come to our need every single day when we're having a really bad day is what we would like Merrick to be remembered for. Somebody that just kept going, just kept running in when everybody else was running out. So
thank you for sharing your story and Merrick's. Merrick's Miles. It's a memorial ride. It's to benefit some local fire departments, volunteer fire departments, super important in St. Lawrence County. It's coming up on June 20th, and then we'll put up a link on our Facebook page if you want to sign up or make a donation, go for the ride, or just come for the meal. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day, and we will see you tomorrow on Community Connection.